Good morning, CJWW. You are the first one up on this morning's edition of Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. I have a big boot for the Liberals today. I would just like to say, well, Ralph, what are you, Scott Bryson, and the rest of your Communist Party going to do now? The truth is coming out, and there's nowhere to hide now. I just wish Canada could impeach the little trust fund baby dictator. Justin, that is. Thank you. Have a good day.
Boots and Salutes is up and running in 306-938-0600, or you can call toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that might be on your mind. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, how's it going this morning?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm good. So I got a boot for, you know, I'd just like to say how the society's going in general. I read this article the other day about now kids in certain places can't wear a type of jacket because it's wealth shaming. So it gets to the point now where your kid can't win at anything because they're all the same. Everyone gets the same grade. And you can't send your kid to school with a nice warm jacket because someone else doesn't have the same jacket that's as nice as them. I mean, our society, the way it's going, it's making the Pillsbury Doughboy look like Vladimir Putin. Thanks.
Thank you for your call, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. You can also go online and see what's happening at cjwwradio.com and have your say. The question posted on our webpage today is whether or not you've purchased legal cannabis. So what was it? Back in middle of October, so we're just over a month in, and only 2% of respondents, 2% of respondents to CJWW Radio admit or cop to or say that they have, in fact, purchased legal cannabis. 2%. 98% say, yeah, no, not in my wheelhouse, not just yet. Go to your thoughts. Interested in your say all the time, cjwwradio.com. We're also interested in your calls. A little quiet this morning. I don't know, after the Grey Cup, I thought that there would be some people who would be saluting the Calgary Stampeders or booting the Ottawa Redblacks or maybe booting the Calgary Stampeders, because there have been, and I have to give credit to Buck on this one, because Bucky pointed this out, rightfully so too. Did you watch last night after the Calgary Stampeders? So they win the Grey Cup, right? They're 1-for-3 in the last 3 years, but we'll give them credit for that. Anyway, they're in the dressing room, the champagne is flying, and there they are wearing ski goggles. Now, football just doesn't seem to be that type of sport, does it? Where the competitors who get out there and bash heads and break bones and bruises and all season long. However, a little champagne in the eyes apparently is just too much to tolerate. I don't know. What's on your mind? Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I've got a kind of a salute for the Calgary Stampeders. I'm by no means a Stampeder fan at all. But for keeping it in the West, anybody but out east, that's good enough for me. Thank you, boys.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. All right. There we go. Almost out. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I tried your little age thing. it didn't work for me.
Is that right?
So 1940 to... December 21st.
Okay, so here, in case you're just joining us, this was something that a caller, a very tongue-in-cheek, called in.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, if you take your birth date, the year you were born.
I'm 77, and I was born in 1940.
Okay, if you take the year you were born and you add how old you are, you will get the current year.
Yeah, but it doesn't do that. It comes to 2017.
Okay, well.
Well, when you use, you know.
Well, all right. I suspect that you're right on that one. But the caller was just messing around.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. You know what? I blame the new math. That's what I blame. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I want to raise a concern here.
Okay.
I'm speaking up on behalf of my friend here, and now that winter's here, here's an eye-opener and an ear-opener. My friend got fined. I couldn't believe this, but it is true. My friend got, I don't know how much the fine was, but she got fined for not having her your lights, your license plates not cleared of snow. And I guess apparently they're clamping down on people with their signals not cleared. I guess you have to have your vehicle cleared completely from snow, especially your signal lights and your plates. So, and just letting you know, I'm learning that now too. So,
thanks for your call. And I know there's a lot of people out there who will applaud having your signal lights cleared up. Hey, speaking of that type of thing, SGI has decided not to institute financial penalties to vehicle owners who have their cars or trucks stolen with the keys in them. There had been talk about SGI taking that step, but instead they're going to continue with their educational strategy for the time being, especially now that the weather is getting colder and people are prone to start their vehicles and then let them idle for a few minutes to warm up. And then when they come out, boom, they are gone. So SGI is not going to institute financial penalties. Maybe you have a thought on that. Maybe you think that they should. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, big boot to Harper there for selling all the shares on GM. We pretty well owned that place at one time. We could have had some leeway over them. Now we got nothing. Thanks.
General Motors closing down their plant in Oshawa, and I know from knowing people in Oshawa, that is just such a significant part of their community. That's truly hard on that city. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. Let me save the city $80,000 a year. Is that what this parking consultant's going to make, as I understand? Just get rid of the bike lanes. You won't need the cotton picking consultant.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. You know that caller that was talking about Harper selling shares? He shouldn't worry about it. Our little baby prime minister will be handing money over to the East. He always does. I mean, the heck with Alberta and Saskatchewan. The votes are in the East, so that's where he gives the money. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd just like to salute Justin Trudeau for calling into the show.
Thanks for your call. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727 if you want to call. Toll free about anything that is on your mind. I know it is worth once again sending out a salute to first responders. Daryl Morrison, who is the volunteer firefighter from Rosetown who was killed last week attending to an accident scene, is going to get a full honors funeral service tomorrow out in Rosetown at their Civic Center, something that they reserve for those who die in the active line of duty. So Daryl Morrison, very deserving. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I got two salutes today.
Go.
One is for Bo Daniels for being a good boy in school and the Prince Albert Raiders for playing good this year.
The Prince Albert Raiders are knocking it out of the park. There's no two ways about that. They are like head and shoulders playing above everybody else. The Blades, however, they opened up their trip out in B.C., in Prince George with a win on the weekend, which was nice to see. If you haven't had a chance to get out and check out a Blade hockey game, you owe it to yourself to do it, and especially to those who have been saying, you know, all these years, well, the Blades got to start winning. They're winning now. They are winning now, and they are playing great hockey. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. When you mentioned the time each morning or each day, could you mention what day it is?
All right. Well, today, you mean the day of the month or the day of the week?
The day of the week. Like today is Monday and it's 8 o'clock.
All right.
Thank you.
Taken care of. There you go. Well, we're still a couple of minutes away, so we can squeeze in one more call, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. And just wanted to wrap it up because it was quite a weekend as far as sports is concerned. Saskatchewan Bull Rider winning the PBR. Congratulations to Cody Kubertchuk from Meadow Lake. The Blades open up their BC road trip with a win in Prince George. Husky men's hockey team on a 12-game win tear and an agreement reached between the NLL and its players. So the Rush is back in business. It's going to be a good week. That's Boots and Salutes brought to you.